by the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith.
Hey, Ma, you think Daddy's gonna like his surprise birthday party?
Oh, yeah, he's gonna love it.
How can you be so sure he'll like being surprised?
Well, he told me.
Huh?
When did he say that?
Yesterday morning when I asked him.
That means that Daddy knows about his birthday party.
Yeah, it's safer that way. Look at the time. It's 5:10. The guests will be here in 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah, I told him to come at 5:30. That way we'll be ready to shout surprise at Archie when he gets home at 6.
Louise Jefferson arrives.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Here's Archie's birthday present.
Thank you, Louise.
What a beautiful box. What'd you get him, Louise?
Oh, it's not my present, Archie. It's Edith.
Yeah, Louise kept it over at her house so Archie wouldn't find out what it was.
What is it, Edith?
Oh, I can't tell you. It's a secret. But it's something Archie has always wanted.
Well, it's too big to be a brain transplant.
Well, I've got to be getting back. Remember, all of your guests are meeting over at my house first. Justin Quigley and Joe are already there.
Oh, right.
Well, who's Justin Quigley and Joe?
Oh, honey, don't you remember? They're our new grandparents. We adopted them.
Oh, that's right. The old man that Ma found walking around the street in his pajamas.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking off.
Wait a minute, Louise. Would you mind taking that off, please, Mike? I want you to look at the cake there. What do you think?
It's beautiful.
Frank Lorenzo iced it for me.
Happy 50th birthday, Archie.
I made up the words myself.
Nice. Well, save me a big piece, Edith. Who cares if it ruins this gorgeous, sylph-like figure? Ciao, amigos.
Louise flounces out the kitchen door.
I better hide this in the closet.
Yeah, good idea.
They enter the living room with the present.
Archie
walks in, and Edith turns back.
Wait a minute, where are you going, eh?
Daddy, we didn't expect you home so soon.
It's only 5:10.
Oh, look at this. The meathead finally laid to tell time.
Running at me like it was a linebacker.
I'm sorry.
What kind of a greeting is that?
Oh, hello, Archie. But you ain't supposed to be here till 6.
Well, all right, so I'm early. So what?
Oh, I told everybody to come at 5:30 so they could surprise you. And you promised you wouldn't come till 6 to be surprised. How can we surprise you when you're here? You broke your promise.
This was an act of God.
An act of God?
That's right, you atheist, you. We shut down early today because there was a power cut.
Oh, well, then that wasn't God. That was an act of Con Edison.
Well, who do you think runs Con Edison?
You're not going to say God.
Well, certainly, little girl. If you knew your Bible, you'd know that. God said, let there be light, and he told Edison to invent a bulb. Charge of all the power in this world.
Oh, and you're saying that God's responsible for the fuel crisis, right?
No, stupid. That's your Arabs.
Ain't God in charge of them, too?
No! That's your Mohammed. Mohammed's been in charge of the Arabs ever since God traded them to Mohammed for a mountain.
I didn't think it could be done, but you did it, Arch. You just killed the living Bible.
But what are we going to do without the surprise part? party?
Just forget the surprise. He didn't get the party.
Oh, no, Archie.
Oh, come on, will you? I already had one surprise party today anyhow.
You had a surprise party today?
Yeah, down at Wake.
He blows a party favor in Edith's face.
And I knew that one was coming, too. The minute I seen that jerk Stretch Cunningham in the locker room trying to put a 6-inch candle on top of a Twinkie. There, Edith. All them guys at lunchtime gathering around there, wishing me happy birthday, blowing out the candle there. It made you proud to be an American.
It must have been hard cutting up that Twinkie into all them little slices.
Use your common sense. I shoved it into me in one piece. The thing that was hard was trying to make believe I was surprised. I had to say, why? Oh, man.
It sounds like the social event of the season.
Hold up, will you? Man's got a right to his 49th birthday, ain't he?
50th, Arch.
Oh, it ain't 50. I'm 49.
You're 50, Daddy.
How can I be 50 on my 49th birthday?
Because it's your 50th birthday.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
Hey there, little girl. I know how old I am, and it ain't 50.
Archie, I can prove that you're 50.
How are you going to do that?
It says so on your birthday cake.
Whether you're 49 or 50.
Get away from me, you. Don't be trying to shove me over the hill ahead of my time.
Gosh, 50's not over the hill.
It's easy for you to say. You're 26.
25.
Daddy, we could have made a mistake. We could check your birth certificate.
Don't waste your time.
Hey, Mom, where's Daddy's birth certificate?
I think it's in the box next to all your baby shoes.
Okay, let's settle it.
Stay right. Not the set, little girl. I told you, don't waste your time.
Look at the time. The guests will be here any minute. What are we going to do?
Let them in.
No, Archie. We can't. You're here.
Yeah, I'm here, sure, because it's my party.
Oh, Arch, don't you see, these parties are not just for the guy being surprised. See, you're the surprisee, but these parties are also for the surprisors.
Well, if I'm a surprisee, then ipso facto, you're the jerky.
Now, Archie, we gotta think of the guests. Mike's right.
No, you ain't. Mike is dumb. You gotta think of the guests for. All they gotta do is show up with the presents.
But Arch, it's psychological.
Ah, psychological. Once more, we're hitting Dr. Sigmund Freud.
Don't you see how upset these people are going to be if you take away their chance to shout surprise?
Yeah, Archie, they've all been looking forward to shouting at you.
Archie knits his brow. Gloria returns.
Hey, Mom, is this the box?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's in here. Archie, look, here's that picture of you in the army. Foggia, Italy, 1944. Archie, if we knew how old you were then, we could figure out how old you are now.
You know how old I am now. 49 today. Now, let's forget this. Will you do something useful and get me a beer?
Oh, it's them! It's the guests! Come on, you guys!
They hurry Archie into the kitchen and shove him to the door.
What do you want me to do?
You gotta go out the back door and come in the front door like you're coming home from work. And would you please act surprised?
I can get out the door myself.
Archie leaves, and Edith, Gloria, and Michael run to the front door. Louise, Lionel, Irene, and an elderly couple walk in.
Oh, yeah, sure, over at Louise's house.
Only it's still not Mr. and Mrs. Edith.
Oh, no, we're still not married.
And staying that way.
I'm sorry. And this is Mr. Quigley and Miss Nelson.
No, it's Ms. Ms.
Hey, Daddy will be here any minute, so why don't you all sit down and I'll look out the window.
Everybody's here.
Here he comes! Oh,
here he comes!
Oh, here he comes!
You
They hide on the staircase. Gloria opens the door.
Hi, Daddy.
He sticks his tongue out.
Why, who, me?
Arch, I just found your birth certificate. Happy 50th birthday, Arch.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Archie. Happy birthday to you.
Archie scowls.
Don't understand. Why didn't Archie stay? I thought it was his birthday. I think the surprise was too much for him. I guess he's just taking a walk around the block.
For 2 hours?
Maybe he's forgotten his way home. I've found that a lot of youngsters have poor memories nowadays.
Well, he'll be here. Let's all have a good time.
Well, I'm all for that. But it seems wrong to have the party without Archie. I mean, he's the star.
I bet I know what made Archie mad. Had something to do with his birth certificate.
What do you mean?
I think it expired.
Lionel.
I'm just kidding. Sorry, Mrs. Booker.
Oh, that's all right, Lionel. Mike, could I talk to you for a few minutes?
Yeah, sure, Mom.
Kidding. You're getting to be more like your father every day.
Is your husband really such a joker, Louise?
Oh, sure. You know how far he'll go for a laugh? He's really a white guy. He only blacks up to make Archie mad.
Oh, Lionel!
In the kitchen.
Ma, I called every place that he might be, and they said they'd phone us if they saw him.
I should never have told him he was 50.
Ma, it's not your fault. The man looked at his birth certificate and he couldn't face it.
Well, I'm beginning to worry about him. What am I going to do?
Don't worry, Ma. He's all right. Look, everybody's having a good time in here. Let's go back in the living room. Come
all
on.
Right.
Really? You want to hear Mr. Quigley sing? He's great.
Oh, go on, Justin. Yeah, sing Henry for me.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. I'll sing, but you're all going to help me out.
All right.
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before, and everyone was a Henry.
Henry!
Never had a Willie or a Sam.
Or a Sam.
I'm the eighth old man named Henry.
Henry!
Henry the Eighth, I am.
Everyone applauds Mr. Quigley, and Michael answers the telephone.
One more time.
Telephone for you. Kelsey.
Hello, Mr. Kelsey.
At Kelsey's bar.
Hey, will you get off the phone there, Kelsey, and come and pour me a beer?
Sorry to keep you waiting, Arch, but that was kind of important.
Yeah, it's my birthday. I got to spend it sitting here looking at you.
Your birthday, huh? Well, seeing this is a special day for you, that is on the house. Happy birthday,
Dave. It's a lousy birthday for me.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry you feel that way, Arch. Say, how old are you today? 55, 56?
Hey, I'm 49.
Oh, Ken, well, you sure could have fooled me. Well, listen, what are you going to do to celebrate?
Nothing. Been to the movies.
What'd you see?
The Last Tango in Paris.
Hey, Arch, I hear that's kind of sexy, huh?
You know, I went in there thinking they was bringing back one of them nice old movies. You know, with Gene Kelly dancing around the Eiffel Tower in a sailor suit. All I seen was pure pornography.
Think that's sexy?
No, it ain't sexy. Last time they made a sexy picture was with Gloria the Haven.
Gloria the Haven made sexy movies?
Yeah, she made sexy movies. I tell you another one, too. Betty Grable. And she was sexy. But you see her, she never showed you no sex, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, she left it all in your, what do you call, imagination, see? She left it in your mind. That's where sex ought to be.
Not for me, I know.
Not for you. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about the movies. Did you know that they once insured Betty Grable's legs for $1 million?
No.
I wouldn't give you 2 bits for Marlo Brandon's legs. Or any other parts of them I just seen featured.
Hey, I get the feeling you didn't like that movie.
It was so filthy, I nearly walked out of it.
Edith arrives with the gift.
Hey, hello there, Mrs. Bunker.
Hello, Mr. Kelsey.
What brings you down here?
Well, it was your phone call.
So that's who you was talking to on the phone there. Ain't nothing sacred no more. Whatever happened to a man's bar is his castle.
Archie, don't blame Mr. Kelsey. We might call him and ask him to phone us if you came in here.
Oh, the meathead done that. I suppose that makes it all right.
Oh, Archie, we was worried about you. Come on back to the party.
No, I ain't going. Not if I have to be 50. What are you standing there for? As long as you hate, might as well sit down. Hey, Kelsey, bring me over another beer here and an orange crush for the missus.
Oh, Archie, everybody's waiting for you at your birthday party.
Listen, that ain't my birthday party. My birthday is 49. 50. Gee. 50 makes me think of all the things I ain't done yet.
Like what, Archie?
Oh, I don't know. We did a lot of things. Well, for instance, I never rode a horse. I never had my picture in a paper. And I ain't never read Ernst's Rockefeller.
But you've been to Disney World?
You just don't know what I'm trying to say to you, do you?
Oh, yeah, I think I do, Archie. I read about it in a magazine. It said that lots of men go through it at a certain age. I mean, it's like when I went through the change. No, the menopause.
Shush!
Kelsey approaches with their drinks.
There we go. And it's just Rob birthday, boy.
I was thinking.
Don't do no more of that.
But ain't it funny? When it happens to a woman, it's called menopause.
Please.
When it happens to men, maybe it should be called womenopause.
Listen. I ain't going through no change. That's it. Jesus, getting hot in here.
Hey, Kelsey, do you have to keep this joint like a furnace?
Edith raises her brow and nods knowingly.
It ain't that.
Oh,
Lord.
I almost forgot. I brought you here your birthday present.
A present?
Yeah, open it. See what it is.
Look at the sign. What is it, Edith?
It's something you've always wanted.
Oh, yeah, for me. Hey, ain't that nice? The box and all. Oh, gee. Ain't that beautiful?
He pulls a big ukulele out of the box.
A 6-string ukulele.
Just like Arthur Godfrey's.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Geez, thanks, Edith.
Happy birthday, Archie.
Yeah. What the hell good is it? I can't play it.
Back at the house, Gloria sings with Mr. Quigley.
He has God made the stars to shine, because God made the ivy twine, because God made the sky so blue.
Playfully hugs him. Edith returns.
Oh, Mom, did you find Daddy?
Oh, yeah, I found him.
Where is he?
What happened?
Didn't he come back with you?
No.
Well, what did he say?
He said, everybody go home. The party's over.
Oh. Does that mean we can't eat the cake?
At Kelsey's.
Remember, my kid was 6 years old. He was in a school nativity play. Now he practices all week as the innkeeper. Then the night they put the show on, he forgets his lines. When Joseph and Mary ask him if there's any room at the inn, you know what my kid says?
Oh, wow.
He says, sure, we're empty. Come on in. Oh, come on, Arch. It's pretty funny.
What's funny? The kid's stupid.
Mr. Quigley walks in.
Oh, hi. Evening, Mr. Quigley.
Oh, hi there, Quigley. Hey, where's your girlfriend?
She went home by cab. I felt like walking.
I want one for the road.
Well, it be? A glass of Ripple.
I think we're out of it.
Oh, well, in that case, make it a Boilermaker.
Hey there, Quigley, you're out a little bit past your Betty Boys, ain't you?
Yeah, but I thought, well, up this late, I might as well hang around for my birthday.
Is your birthday, too?
At midnight, I'll be 83 years old.
Ooh, 83, did you hear that? And you're still celebrating birthdays?
Looking forward to it. You know what Joe's giving me tomorrow? A set of French language records.
You're going to start learning French?
Something I always wanted to do.
You mean to tell me you're planning on maybe taking a trip to France?
Well, you never know. You know the old saying, a rolling stone can give you a hell of a bruise.
Archie looks to Kelsey, who shrugs.
Hey, let me ask you something, Quigley. Did you ever ride a horse?
Not till I was 63.
63? What about a ukulele?
I don't think you can ride a ukulele.
I was thinking maybe I'd learn how to play one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, play some of the nice songs like Your Home on the Range, South of Your Border, Red Sails in the Sunset.
Oh, yeah, modern stuff. You ought to heard the songs I was brought up with. You young sprigs have missed out on a lot of good tunes.
You hear what he's calling us here? You and me, young sprigs. Well, maybe to him we are young sprigs, huh, Kels? And after all, maybe we are. Sure. You know what I'm just thinking now? The best thing to do is not look back at the past at all. Just get up and move with the times.
I'll try to remember that.
Hey, listen, back at the house, that birthday cake back there, did they swallow it all?
Oh, no, they saved a big piece for you.
Yeah, come on, let's go get it.
Oh, that won't be necessary. You just hold on for a minute. Hey, come on in, gang.
Mr. Quigley opens the door and everyone walks in with the cake. Archie glowers at Michael. Archie sits in his chair plucking the ukulele.
Is it really very hard to learn to play, Archie?
Well, certainly it's hard, ain't it? It's a six-string ukulele here. I only got five fingers.
Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahendro. Written by Paul Lichtman and Howard Storm and Don Nickel. Story editors Michael Ross and Bernie West. Executive producer Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Betty Garrett, Irene Lorenzo, Mike Evans, Lionel, Isabel Sanford, Mrs. Jefferson, Bert Mustin, Mr. Quigley. Associate producer Gene Marcione. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss, based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1973, Tandem Productions Incorporated, CBS. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.